From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel and Jordan have agreed on a series of steps aimed at calming tensions between Palestinians and Israelis. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the measures focus on a sensitive religious site in Jerusalem.
Kerry has been a go-between this week, meeting Israeli, Palestinian, and Jordanian leaders to come up with a way to clear up concerns about the Temple Mount, or as it's known to Muslims, the Noble Sanctuary. Kerry says Jordan's King Abdullah had an excellent idea, one that the Israelis accept, to have 24-hour video coverage of all the sites to show that there's no change in the status quo.
This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency, and that could really be a game changer in discouraging anybody from disturbing the sanctity of this holy site.
He says he hopes all sides can turn the page and end the violence. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.
Tens of thousands of migrants are trying to travel quickly across the Balkans to reach northern Europe after several countries said they'll close their borders if Germany does. Lauren Freyer is on the border between Slovenia and Austria.
Austrian helicopters whir overhead. Thousands of people wait here in no man's land for buses into Austria. It was a long slog across Slovenia, says Syrian Khaldun Ahmed.
So tired because in Slovenia, in Gam, so cold, they don't have water or food. 2 days without anything. We don't have blankets, nothing, just floor.
Tiny Slovenia, population just 2 million, has received nearly 60,000 people in the past week. It's asking for international aid. The Prime Minister says a border fence is possible. Leaders are convening an emergency summit in Brussels. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Maribor on the Slovenia-Austria border.
From Dallas-Fort Worth south to Brownsville, millions of Texans are under flood warnings and watches after torrential rains. A Union Pacific freight train derailed south of Dallas early this morning, swept from the tracks by floodwater. Union Pacific's Jeff DeGraff says the two people on board, the engineer and conductor, fled to safety.
Once the train was at a complete stop, they were able to evacuate from the locomotive out the side of it, and swam to some higher ground where they waited for rescue.
The National Weather Service warns remnants from what was Hurricane Patricia could trigger even more flooding. Patricia's now a tropical depression. It made landfall in Mexico yesterday and appears to have done less damage than expected. Police in Virginia say they've arrested two students for planning a shooting rampage at their high school in Fredericksburg. The two are in juvenile detention, charged with conspiracy to commit murder. This is NPR. Democratic presidential hopefuls gather in the early caucus state of Iowa tonight to make their case to a critical group of activists. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports from Des Moines.
More than 6,000 Democrats are meeting for the annual Jefferson Jackson fundraising dinner. Iowa Democratic Party Chairwoman Andy McGuire says in a primary season, the night can be pivotal for presidential hopefuls.
These people are the kind of people you need as a candidate all over Iowa to be successful. So that's why that night it's a really electric evening. And it has been a turning point in years past.
Like 2007, when then-Senator Barack Obama lit up the room with his speech and later won the 2008 caucuses. Tonight, independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is scheduled to speak first, followed by former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton giving the final speech of the night. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Des Moines.
House Speaker John Boehner today delivered the Republican media address, his last as Speaker. He used it to champion school vouchers.
In 2003, a small group of Republicans and Democrats came together to create something called the D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program. It's the only program in America where the federal government allows low-income families to choose the schools that are best for their kids.
In one of his final acts as Speaker, Boehner introduced a bill to extend and increase funding for the program. The House passed it Wednesday. Boehner steps down on Friday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.